Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, we've been talking about the curse and the curse of the law and so forth. But I want to mention something to you before we do. I started to mention this in one of our other classes, and I got sidetracked. Pat Boone and I have been friends since I was in high school. And then he said, I'm going to set you up with lunch with Jack Hayford, my pastor. And I said, great. Well, at this time, I'd never met Jack. And later, But anyway, I'll go into this. And we sat down in his office. And he said, Copeland, I don't think you're balanced. And I thought, whoa. He said, you're not supposed to be. He said, you're a faith specialist, and don't let anybody take that away from you.
Amen.
Well, I wasn't about to call myself a faith specialist, but Jack Hayford did. And he's a blessed man. I mean, and wrote a lot of music.
Yeah.
And I was there. I won't go into all that, but anyway, Pat and I are still close. Shirley went home to be with the Lord. That hit him hard, but we still talk a lot. And how many of you know what grits are?
Yeah.
One hand went up. You got to be way south to know what grits. He texted me the other day and he said, I've written a new song. I said, what is it? Grits. Well, he's Southern boy. He's in Tennessee. And grits make a lot of sense. Well, I'm Texas born. Grits are good. Yeah. Anyways, the only thing I'm better, but those that don't know what grits are, look it up. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about all of this. Now, it's time to come over from the first covenant over into the second and the last covenant. Ooh. And John 13. Verse 31. Therefore, when he was gone out, who's that? Judas. Jesus had to get him out of that room.
Yes.
But this is amazing. And then, for some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things which we need for a feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Now, this idea that Jesus was poor, no, that's just an idea. Mm-hmm. Poor men do not need a treasure. And he said, take no longer clothes. Mm-hmm. He said, the workman is worthy of his hire. In other words, you working for me. Mm-hmm. I've heard people say, well, he was obviously poor. No, he was obviously not poor.
Amen.
And there wasn't anything poor about it, about his earthly dad, Joseph. Anyway. Therefore, when Judas was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while and I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. And so I say to you, commandment. Command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ. This is the Christ speaking. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. You also love one another. By this shall all, now notice men is in italics. By this shall all men, all people know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another. Now look in the 14th chapter, excuse me. Look at the, we'll bounce through these for now. And look at the 13th verse. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, in my name. Okay. The Father may be glorified. Now, what did he say? He said, you of your father, the devil. Jesus introduced the devil. That's the first time they had heard anything about him. And he let the world know about him. I was there when he was cast down. I saw him fall like lightning. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Love one another. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Okay. Now comes the classic Amplified. Glory to God. Okay, he shall give you a comforter. 14:16. Are you ready? And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate. He'll be your lawyer for you.
Yes.
Strengthener and standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take it to its heart, because it doesn't see him or know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Woo-ha! Glory be to Jesus. And I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I will come back to you.
Yes.
Now, 16. Now, and I'm telling the class, read all of this.
Yes.
In every translation you can get, these two, in my opinion, are the most important. Mm. But the MEV is good. Mm. The New Living is good. But this Amplified is extremely accurate. John 16. Let's go to the 19th verse. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, and he said to them, are you wondering and inquiring among yourselves what I mean when I said, in a little while you no longer see me, and again in a short while you will see me? I assure you, listen to that. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that you shall weep and grieve, but the world will rejoice. You'll be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. A woman, when she gives birth to a child and has grief, anguish, agony, because her time has come. But when she has delivered the child, she no longer remembers the pain and trouble and anguish, because she is so glad a human being, has been born into the world. I stood over Gloria when she was in labor. I tell you, I cried like a baby to see her hurt like that. I tell you, I stood there and wept and wept and wept. But it was over in a little while. You will need to ask me no questions. Are you here? Are you here?
Yeah.
When that time comes, you will ask. When that time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name as presenting all that I am. He's the great I am. Yes, 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 yes. Praise God. He is the great I am. No wonder I'm so excited over this. Bless God, if I wasn't tied down, I'd run around this room. I mean it. Thank you, Jesus. Up to this time, you've not asked a single thing in my name as presenting all that I am. And the Classic Amplified puts that in capital letters. God said, I am the great I am. He said, I am. But now ask and keep on asking and you will receive so that your joy, gladness, delight may be full and complete. How do you keep on asking? You go to the Word. And you're inquiring of the Holy Spirit. Because He said, I'm sending Him to you. Amen. Oh. Glory be to God forevermore. Chapter 17, John chapter 17. These words spoke Jesus, lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. Thou hast given Him power or authority over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, that Thou might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent. He's praying as the Messiah. Jesus, the anointed one that You've sent. He called Himself Messiah. He knew who He was. I have glorified Thee on earth, and I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had before the world was. Before the world was. Those of you at home, how do you just sit there? Yes! Before the world was, I don't know how to get out there. There's coming a day, very soon it will be, the voice of the Lord will be calling me, I'm going home. The horn will blow, the angel will cry, the Father's love will fill the sky. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. The great catching away of the church. Oh, I have manifested Thy name unto men, which Thou gavest me out of Thine own. Oh, let's go over here. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which believe on me through their word. Now, hey, you ready? The first time I read this, I'm telling you, I didn't know whether, I was there in Tulsa. And I had said, well, I'm going to agree with everything here. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And here we are reading it. Here we are reading it. Here we are reading it centuries later, and we're still reading it, bless God. That they all may be one as Thou, Father, art in me and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me, and the glory which Thou gavest me I've given them, that they may be one even as we are one. Listen, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you've sent me and has loved them as you loved me. It hit me so hard. I said, do you mean to tell me that God loves me as much as he does Jesus? I walked around that little room. I was shaking. I'd never read anything like that before. And I kept saying, God loves Kenneth as much as he does Jesus. God loves Kenneth as much as he does Jesus. And I began to shout it, God loves Kenneth as much as he does Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I realized, of course he did. He sent him to the cross for me. He went to hell for me. Of course he... Father, I'm also, verse 25, O righteous Father, the world know thee, but I have known thee, and I have known that, we're going somewhere. And I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that thou love which thou hast loved me, baby, in them, and I in them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And a little bit later, Peter cut Malchus' ear off. But that's for another day. Thank you, Jesus. We just need to just praise God here for a few minutes and just worship him. These blood covenants and the amplification of it. Hallelujah. We have five more minutes here. Let's go over here now. And the... thank you, Jesus. Oh. The 16th verse of the 17th chapter. They are not of the world, worldly, belonging to the world. Just as I am not of the world, sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy by truth. Your word is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And so for their sake and their behalf, I sanctify, dedicate, and consecrate myself that they also may be sanctified, dedicated, these are exceeding great and precious blood-backed promises because he's about to go to the cross and shed his sinless blood. I was with Jerry Savelle, and he said, the Lord said to him, he said, now close your eyes and imagine you're standing there at the cross. And so I did. He said, now close your eyes and go around behind the cross and see those stripes. For us. Glory to God. Neither for these alone, I pray. Verse 21, that they all may be one just as you, Father, are in me and I, and they also may be one that the world may believe and be convinced that you've sent me. I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be even as we are one. I and them and you and me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know, identify, and recognize that you sent me and you have loved them even as you have loved me. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, in all of this, we are rapidly headed to the book of Hebrews. in all of this. Because the Apostle Paul is writing to the book of Ephesians. And you see, well, the author is not known. Yes, the author is known. Because he mentions Timothy, his son.
Yes.
And and it's his style. But then Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin and said, come up here, come up to the throne of God. Well, that statement is made in the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation.
Yes.
And so he was there. And he just asked him, he said, Jesus, did the Apostle Paul write the book of Hebrews? Well, of course he did. He said, I called him to do that. I called him to write all of those books, all of them. He said, I didn't leave that one out. And that's the way the King James says it, the Apostle Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Amen. So, now, where do we go from here? I'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real-life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Isaiah 55:3 says, incline your ear and come to me, listen, and you'll find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, and I will give you all the unfailing love I promise. The deepest desire of God's heart is to see you live free from the curse. He is a loving Father who wants you to be filled with health, prosperity, and wholeness in every area of life, spirit, soul, and body. He sent Jesus to pay the price for your sin and make a way for you to come into His covenant family, so there is nothing separating you from God's love right now. If you come to Him, He will make all things new and set your life on a course for victory. Jesus has done all the hard part, and all you have to do is receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Now, if you're ready to change your life forever, then pray this with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Glory to God. You have been born into a new family, the family of God. God is your heavenly Father right now, and He's ready to fill your life with every blessing heaven has to offer. Now, if you want to learn more about your covenant benefits in the family of God, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. In the book, He Did It All For You, the Copelands teach you about your new identity as a child of God. You'll discover the inheritance you share with Jesus and how to receive the good things your Heavenly Father has planned for you. There are also two brochures to get you started reading your Bible and building your relationship with God. Your Heavenly Father wants to hear from you. It thrills His heart when you spend time with Him, so He can show you His goodness and He can love on you. To request your free copy of the Salvation Package, go to kcm.org. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. If you need prayer for any situation, we have licensed prayer ministers in all of our offices around the world. They are trained to pray in faith according to God's Word, so give them a call today. Let us help you find the scriptures that releases God's power into your situation, and we'll pray in faith with you. There's nothing that faith in God and His Word cannot overcome.
Whoever says to this mountain, "Be removed and cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, he will have whatever he says. Believer, it's time to operate in the fullness of the power of Christ in you. Get your Authority in Jesus Package, an MP3 teaching and study guidebook by Kenneth Copeland, and learn what it means to be seated in heavenly places in Christ, reigning with Him. Jesus became a human like us so we could become like Him. When you use the name of Jesus in faith, all the power and authority He has backs you up. Are you needing wisdom? Receive it by faith. Are you facing sickness? Speak God's healing promises. Lack? Declare His provision. God's creative power goes to work when by faith you speak out His promises. Learn to use your authority in Jesus and fulfill His call to bring salvation and deliverance to the world. Request your free copy of Your Authority in Jesus Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a child of God, you have been given authority to operate in the blessing. Learn how to live in the victories Jesus has given you. Go to our website, kcm.org.uk/TV special, or call 0122-5787-310. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
I even wound up slopped down in the chair here. To me, it's just like we're being at home. Yeah. But I am so excited over all these things. I've been excited over it for over 57 years. And the thing that excites me so, class, and all of you in the radio television audience, the thing that excites me so, and I've studied this book since January the 24th, 1967. I've studied it, worked with it. Gloria studied it, worked with it. We've written books about it and so forth. And the more I study it, I realize what Brother Kenneth E. Hagin was saying. The more I study it, the more I realize how little I know about it.
That's right.
And it makes me hungrier for more. And you're looking at the hungriest man on the planet for this book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Kenneth Copeland and the class reminding you that God loves you and we love you and pray for you every day. Glory to God if you're a partner of this ministry. And Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk to request your free salvation package.